Hello and good morning from Proactive New York. Joining me today is Mario Stefano, CEO at Galantis Gold. Mario, good to see you. How are you?
Very good. Thanks. Thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it.
Of course. Mario, this week we did see results from four holes come out from your drilling program at the Omagh project in Northern Ireland. What stood out to you from this particular set?
Well, really, this set of drill results was a continuation of the great results we've been getting previously. So in this set of results, again, we hit another new dilation zone at the Kearney vein. We hit around 21 grams over 2.4 meters. And this is getting quite significant because we're now able to start predicting where these higher grade, wider zones may be occurring within the Kearney and the Joshua vein. And if you go back to some of our prior drill results where we drilled 7 meters of 31 grams. We also drilled 13 meters of 17 grams. In a parallel lens, we also drilled over 2 meters of 70 grams. So this is getting pretty interesting now that we're starting to get higher grades and thicker widths than would have been incorporated in the previous resource. And as we enter production by the end of June, this is going to bode well for Galantis.
Is there any more drilling that you need to do before you go into production?
No, we already have a resource here of about 500,000 ounces at over 7 grams. And our mine plan is based on the historical drilling. But we're hopeful as we get into some of these dilation zones, which was not incorporated in the previous resource, that we could see some better grades once we open up some of the stopes going forward. And we hope to have a new resource out by the first half of next year, because as I mentioned, those great drill results have not been incorporated in our resource as yet.
Can you maybe give us some more detail on what you see as the potential of the resource here?
Well, it's really hard to say, obviously, because you want to continue drilling, but we're confident that with those good grades that we've been hitting, the thicker widths, that the resource is going to continue to grow. And I just want to remind your listeners that we've only drilled the Kearney vein down to 300 meter depth and the Joshua vein to about 100, let's call it 200 meter depth. And we see significant potential for those veins to continue down dip and to depth, and as well as along strike. So part of our focus now in the new year will be to try and identify some of these additional veins on strike, because we've now identified over 3.5 kilometers of strike length on this main system. And we think there is real potential here for a world-class asset, but it's going to take a lot of time and effort to obviously identify these veins and drill them. But we're off to a great start because we already have over 500,000 ounces in our resource, and it's growing.
So as you do head into production in late June, any other prep work you need to do before getting to that point?
Yep, great question, actually. We were finishing our secondary egress. That was a requirement before we can get into commercial production. And we anticipate having that done probably in the first week of June. And then we're going to get ourselves ready for production by the end of June.
All right. Exciting times ahead. Mario, good to see you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me again.